It's not the big that eat the small, it's the fast that eat the slow. That phrase was used to kick off a business seminar on speed networking, a fast-paced way for executives and entrepreneurs to share ideas and seek money for venture capital.
Get set, network!
50 people from Wisconsin and Illinois gathered in Madison recently where they had 2 minutes to make their point one-on-one.
Matador is an IT marketing company here. You're going in for a third year now.
What I want to do with it is really develop more connections.
We need to make sure, I guess, that all of our graduates are made aware of this opportunity for them.
In speed networking, a room full of high-tech people interact in a low-tech way. Basically, they talk. Not over a cell phone, not through email, but face to face. They're trying to find out what each can provide the other. Computer services or money for a business, perhaps a patent for an idea. The organizer of the event is Mike Klein of Wisconsin Technology Network. He makes participants move around the room in an organized way to avoid a common pitfall.
It solves a problem that when many people go to conferences or seminars, they tend to gravitate towards people they know, and they don't meet that many new individuals. Secondly, this facilitates networking for someone who might be shy.
Speed networking is no go-slow affair. With just 2 minutes to talk, people have to think fast, talk fast, and move fast.
On your schedule, just go to the second station that you see listed. You'll have 45 seconds for transitioning purposes. We said it was extreme.
The process is based on speed dating. That's right. The quick way to love is being used as a model for lasting business relationships that could make the Midwest an economic powerhouse. Some hope Milwaukee, Chicago, and Madison can become an eco-region, which rivals Silicon Valley out west or Research Triangle in the east. Rebecca Ryan is with Next Generation Consulting. She says our problem isn't just lack of venture capital, it's confidence.
Listen, people, we already have the second highest concentration of creative, talented folks. All we need to do is start to recognize it and lift our chins up.
Along with a pep talk, participants got guidelines on do's and don'ts for speed networking. Inquiring about a job is a no-no, as illustrated during a mock session before the event began.
I know the people that you know. Can you work something out?
I feel really awkward about
Don't
this.
Don't give me anything awkward. Okay, that's what you shouldn't do.
Once the ground rules are in place, the very serious game of networking can begin. Participants are teamed up according to their home state, but then they're free agents.
We have the Packers and the Bears. So Wisconsin people on one side, Illinois on the other. Somebody starts, say, at position 23. Next, they might move to station 11, next to station 14. So there's a lot of movement. You have to continually get up, maintain your energy.
The sports theme extended to the snacks available to networkers. There were energy bars, just like those used by athletic competitors. And there was plenty of water to prevent dry mouth caused by constant chatter. The marathon session lasted 2 hours. Participants say it's time well spent if there are long-lasting effects toward a truly regional economy. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.
We run executive networking meetings.
Or handout material. We'd love to have people.
We run across anyone who's having struggling with the people problems that they're working.